Thursday night, Tanya Shear. We're going to go back. We didn't learn in a while. It's my fault. So we have to go back. We can't just stop in the middle. We're going to go back to Perek Chof Gimel, the beginning, but very quickly. I don't know if it'll be so quickly, but we'll go over Perek Chof Gimel till we're up to in the text. He's been talking about the deeper of a person once it leaves his mouth, once he says something, it becomes separate from the person. You have his will, his machshava, and his dibur is nifrad, and it becomes a metzius b'fnei atzmo. It's not part of him anymore. It's not me, it's my dibur. He even pointed out the physical aspects of feeling something coming out of your mouth when you talk, the wind. Mashenge by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his dibur, just like what would be a good marshal, if I would say my will and me is the same thing. Like that we understand. That's part of who I am. Part of me is what I like, what I don't like, what I want, what I don't want. So my Kodesh Baruch Hu, the word dibur is just a word. The dibur is not nifrad. We perceive it the way we perceive a dibur of a person, meaning it's something nifrad from him. But really, it's miyuchad dimo, as in the Lashon of the Tanya, and it only appears as a dibur of a person does, nifrat from him, because of all the tzimtzumim and the hester ponim and all the things that go on, that tzimtzumim and hester ponim, that's what he says. Those are the things which make it appear, so it's mastir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it appears to us as being dibur, like a person's dibur. And if you keep going with this idea of Hester and Tzimtzumim, you end up even with Sitra Achra and with Avodah Zarah, things that are not only Nifrat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but things that are actually battling his Metzias. But it's really not like that. It's just a perception. But really, it's all Echad, whether it's his Ratzon, because it's all Ratzono, which is part of him. Maybe it's Ratzono that we have Bechira, it's Ratzono for the Midah of Netzach, he alluded to, which was Nitzachon over the Ra. Okay, that's now. He starts off the Perek then saying that if you have things to which Tzimtzum doesn't apply, they're manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without Tzimtzumim, without Hester, so then they're not nifrat from him. They're not nifrat from him. You're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that's Torah u'mitzvahs. Torah u'mitzvahs, there's no hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in them. And therefore they are... Oh, that is a difference. You see, he starts off the parak bringing down two different lishonos. One about the mitzvahs and one about Torah. Now, we know, we're familiar with the idea that Torah and mitzvahs are on two different madrigas. And the first part of the parak he talks about mitzvahs, and the second part he talks about Torah. He brings down a... Zohar talks about Torah is Torah and Kodesh Baruch Hu Chadhu, Mamish Chad, and the Tikkunei Zohar brings down, when again, mitzvahs, they're called the Eivorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's 248 Eivorim, we know, in a person. That's a mini Hashem, maybe you want to call it, face. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's 248 mitzvahs, and they're called the Eivorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean, Eivorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says an interesting idea. So first of all, Torah and mitzvahs are, you know, the chilek between them is subtle, but he puts forth the proposition that because they are HaKadosh Baruch Hu without tzimtzum and without hester, I mean, there's hester, I guess, if the mitzvahs appear in physical form, don't plant kelayim, keep Shabbos, eat matzah, I guess that's pretty much hester. That's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's Hester in that sense. It's Master the Ruchni, but it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something that appears Nifrat from him. You don't have that element of Hester that it appears Nifrat. It shouldn't. It's not Nifrat. And that's why it's referred to as Chad Hu. That's one Madrega, like really, really, really not Nifrat. And Evarim, which is, as we'll see, not Nifrat, although on a lower level. So he explains it. What does Evarim mean? He says, in a person, Titania's depiction of the Evarim of a person responding to his will is, he calls it instantaneous, and he says there's not even a tzivui. I don't know if, I think we know that there is really a tzivui, but he looks at it, there's no shehiya, it's instantaneous, and b'li tzivui. In other words, I want to pick my hand up. He looks at it that there's no shehiya, no tzivui. And therefore, what Evarim represent, Evarim are, what is it? In a person, Evarim are what my Aver does, it's Malubash, my Ratzon Panimi, my Ratzon. The Ratzon of my Nefesh is Malubash in my Aver. That's what he says. The Ratzon of my Nefesh is Malubash in my Aver. It's Malubash in it, meaning it's an expression, it's a manifestation of my Ratzon. That's what he means, B'li Tzivui, B'li Shehiya. It manifests my Ratzon. There's an Ichud there. It's not you're listening to me. It's not you're listening to me. It's automatic. He calls it automatic, because it's a manifestation of my Ratzon. So when you say an Aver, this is, what do you mean the mitzvahs are Evarim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We already saw in past Prokim the difference between Ratzon Chitzoni and Ratzon Pnimi. Hashem has a lot of Ratzonos. All the worlds, all the Olamos, the Elyonim, and the Malachim are Ratzono. But just like when a person goes to work, so he wants to have a car because he wants to travel to work, but that's only because he wants to earn money, and that's only because he wants to be able to buy things, and that's only because he wants to be able to live. So everything is getting closer and closer to the Ratzon Panimi. Like, what do I really want? I don't really want to work. You have some people that maybe do. But most people really don't want to work. They really want to live. But you have to go through these things. So that's Ratzon Chitzoni is what I want because, you know. And Ratzon Pnimi is my goal. Then we had before something that's together Achorayim. That's a Ratzon grudging. I really don't want it at all. I really don't want it. But I'm forced into it because circumstances make me do it. So that's called Derech Achorayim, where I don't even shine my... I don't want to show my face. I just go here. Thank you. But here he says, we're making a mistake. We usually look things through the microscope the wrong way. All of the Olamos HaElyonim and all the Olam HaMalochim and the Chayos and Atzilus and Bria and Yetzira, everything is the Ratzon Chitzoni of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ratzon Panimi is a Jew doing mitzvahs. That's what he wants. And everything that exists is in order to reach the real goal, the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is mitzvahs. Because the mitzvahs are him, expressed in this world. So that's why they're called Evarim. Just like in a person, the Aver, he calls it, is Miyuchad with his Nefesh, because it's a manifestation of the will of his Nefesh. So a Jew, the mitzvahs, a Jew doing mitzvahs, the performance of mitzvahs in this world are the Evorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense that in, not in the sense, following through. An Eiver is something that's the Levush of the Ratzon Pnimi of the Nefesh. So the Maisa Mitzvahs of a Jew is the Levush of the Ratzon Pnimi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why they're called Evorim. That's what an Eiver means. He calls it happens automatically. Once the Nefesh wants it, it automatically happens in the Guf. Okay. Now, he says it about... He says it on three levels. He says it about the Maisa Mitzvah, that's a Guf, that's... the Eiver of just what Guf, what Eiver is to Neshama by a person, a manifestation of my will, so the Maisa Mitzvah is to the Ratzon Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? The Maaseh Mitzvah, a Jew doing the Mitzvah. The Mitzvahs don't exist in a vacuum. Torah, maybe we'll talk about as a. See the idea that the Torah itself, that's Torah. The Mitzvahs themselves is already Torah. I'm learning Torah, but we're talking now in this. He's being mechalik right now between Torah and Mitzvahs. So when he talks about mitzvahs, he talks about Maisa mitzvahs, meaning asiyas mitzvahs. He's talking about a Jew doing the mitzvahs. The performance of mitzvahs. The mitzvah on a theoretical basis is already Torah, not mitzvahs. Okay, now he makes three madregas, and I want to see it inside. Kach derech moshol... You'll have to find this in the first few lines of the Perek. Page Chav Chesamet Beis. Oh, the third word on Chav Chesamet Beis. Kach derech moshol hachiyo shel maisa hamitzvus v'kiyumon who bought the legamri, the gabi rotzon elyon, hamalubish bo, v'nasa lo mamish kaguf l'neshama, like the aver to the neshama. V'chein halavush achitzon shel nefesh o elokis sheba'odom hamakayim v'osa mitzvah. This is already a chiddush, because really you have bechira. Now he's saying, and even if we look at not the Maisa Mitzvah performed by a person, but we look at the Asiyas Ha'adam, the person the person that's doing it. We look from the perspective of the doer of the Mitzvah. V'chein halavush hachitzon shel nefesh elokis sheba'adam. We said the nefesh, my nefesh has three levushim, right? Dibur, Maisa, Machshava. Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. And one's called Levush Panimi, one's called Levush Amtsoi, one's called Levush Chitzoni, the Maisa being Levush Chitzoni. So he says, V'chein ha-Levush ha-Chitzon shel nefesh ha-Elokis sheba'odam. What's my Levush Chitzoni? Any Maisa that I do. So even if I do a mitzvah, ha-Makayim v'is a mitzvah, shehu koach u-Bechinas ha-Maisa shalom, who is also who mislabesh b'chiyos shel Maisa ha-Mitzvah, which is the koach, the nefesh elokis's ability to do, who mislabesh bechiyas shel maisa hamitzvah, v'nasa gam ken guguf l'neshama l'rotzon elyon u'botol elov l'gamri. In other words, even to me, very big chiddush, really. Even though I have bechira, but once I do it, I mean, it's not maybe such a big Kiddush. I think Rabbi Rucham, from a Musar perspective, says the same idea. Once you make your choice, you're forced. That's how the Rabbi Rucham says it. You're choosing. We learned it in the Chayvus Halvavus. We learned in the Chayvus Halvavus in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, the sixth thing to think about is how dare you violate the Ratzon Hashem. If you look around on the whole Bria, nothing's violating the Ratzon Hashem. It's really, it's an expression like Rashi, except that the Chayvus Halvavus preceded Rashi by a century, but around. But Rashi at the end of Vayelech says every person should really be making a Kal V'Chomer. If nature does the will of Hashem and the wheat produces wheat and it doesn't get Tzchar or Onesh, so I should certainly do it. And the kasha is always, do I have Bechira? That's always the question. And the answer is, yeah, you have Bechira, but this is telling you that mitzvah should be natural to a person. It shouldn't be a struggle. You shouldn't be like a b'di'evet, a struggle, grudging. I'm doing it. My seichel is fighting with my ratzon. You should. It's a shtickle like. You should lose yourself. It sounds like a little Eastern. You should lose yourself. You should be like nature. You should lose yourself to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think that's what the Eli Tanya is saying here too. That just like the Maisa Mitzvah is an expression of Ratzon Hashem, so Memele, it's Chiyus is Botel L'Ratzono, because it's a manifestation of His will. So now he's saying a Chiddush that even Mitzad the Asiyas HaAdam, when you're talking about the Levush HaChitzon of the person's Nefesh, which is his Machshava Dibur Maisa. So you're looking at it again from the perspective of the person that he's doing. And remember, he chose to do. Tremendous chiddush. He chose to do it, but he says that's also v'nasa gamkein kaguf l'neshama l'rotzon ha'elyon. It's a manifestation of the rotzon ha'elyon. U'botol eilav l'gamri. And it takes on this property, call it, that it's botel to Hashem. In other words, it's like I understand it because the Balei Musa, in other words, when I do a mitzvah, this is what he's saying really. I'm choosing to do a mitzvah, but I should just choose to do it, but like the doing should be bittel. The doing should not be choice. Really, I love it that we just learned 3 days ago said the same thing. I shouldn't look at my doing as unnatural, and I'm like forcing myself to do it. I'm imposing upon my. I'm giving you the Musar perspective of the Tanya. The Tanya says it mitzad the esoteric perspective, but really it's very oiskahalten with the Musar perspective, which Rabbi Rucham says, and I think it's really a beferish chayvus halavas. Rabbi Rucham's statement is that a person with his bechira should make himself a muchrach. That's like a famous statement that he says countless times throughout his Sforim. Like, on a very mundane level, it's like saying, you know, davening, it's like, on a babyish level, it's like, you know, davening the same shul every day so that if you're missing, so then you feel forced to come, because you know what people ask you, hey, where were you today? Right, if you daven in different places, so you know, they'll think you were there, you daven in place. I guess you can daven at home without a minion. But otherwise, you're like, you're forced. Make yourself a mukhruch. It's like saying, it's like, you know, so sometimes people will take on positions of magide shir, because it's going to force them to learn and get clear and say shiurim. So that's the same idea. It's a major yisod in life, he says. Make yourself into a mukhrach. The bechira should be to take away your bechira, to put yourself in situations where you're forced to do things. Now that's from a Musar perspective. Tanya's saying it like from a Kabbalistic perspective, that since there's no hefresh, since there's total yichud between mitzvahs, there's yichud between mitzvahs and Hashem, It's called, and that's what it means when the Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar, calls it the Ivorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you see there's 248. So that means the Maisa Mitzvah is a manifestation of Hashem's Ratzon Pnimi. So now he's saying a big Echidish, and he's saying, even the Asiyas HaAdam is that. That's what he's saying. The Chein HaLavush HaChitzon. Why he says it? Because he holds it's true. I don't know. V'chein alavush achitzo shel nefesh alokisha ba'odam hamakayim va'osa mitzvah shehu koach u'bechinas ha'maisa shelah hu mislabesh b'chiyus shel maisa ha'mitzvah, which is the ratzon pnimi, I guess. Yeah. V'nasa gamken k'guf v'nisham ala ratzon ha'elyon u'botu leilu v'gamri ay b'chira, there it says. You lose yourself. Like the Chazal Mothers really express it very well. It's like be part of nature. Like very Buddhist. Just blend with nature. Go with the flow. Become one with nature. When you become one with nature, you will do the Ratzon Hashem. You won't be fighting anything. The truth is, people think of doing mitzvahs as a struggle. As a struggle. It's a struggle. Like, I don't want to get up in the morning. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. I'm not allowed to. We think of it as a struggle, but it's really not a struggle. It, just like the wheat kernel is not struggling to produce wheat, not barley. It's producing wheat. That's what Hashem wants. And its whole existence is the Ratzon Hashem. It doesn't. So we. Okay. Now. Val came.
Is this
I don't know. That's. Just a word. Dvekus is A.B. Rattenberg. I don't know. I don't know. It's just a word. I don't know. I'm not so acquainted. You can ask Rabbi Yoel such a question, he would answer you. Val kein gam evre gufo. Now he says a bigger chiddush, but you'll see he changes his lashon slightly. Because till now, he said the first two things he called them guf l'neshama l'rotzon ha'elyon u'botol eilov l'gamri. Now he's saying v'yal kein gam evore guf ha'odom. My hand is giving staka. He's about to say in another two lines, my hand's giving staka. That hand amakayimem ha'mitzvah shekoach u'bechina. Shekoach u'bechinas ha'maisa shel nefesh ha'alaykis melubish b'hem b'shas maisa v'kiyum ha'mitzvah heinasu merkava mamish l'rotzon ha'elyon. See here, merkava is like one step removed from, till now he said guf l'neshama, now he's saying merkava. Merkava, Gail always used to explain, merkava is also, the Merkava is not going anywhere that the driver doesn't tell it to. Merkava is also, in a sense, in a looser sense, it's a very subtle chilek. The Merkava is also only going to do it. But you see, here is Sivui. This is already not going to be the Eiver of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said Eiver is without Shehiyah, without Sivui, automatically. The Merkava. Now, so Merkava mamish l'rotzon elyon, so it's Merkava, but it's not the guf l'neshama, which he called automatic, happening by itself. Merkava doesn't happen by itself; it listens to you. My physical hand, that's giving out stokol aniyim or esa mitzvah acheres. V'raglayim ha'malchos l'dvar mitzvah, which is stamazai thrown in, it's a big chiddush, because it's not the mitzvah itself. But if you are acquainted with the sugya v'isik v'mitzvah potem v'na mitzvah sukkah daf kafei, so you'll know that going to a mitzvah, Rashi says, is also called isik v'mitzvah potem v'na mitzvah, when you're just going. Heim nasu merkova mamish l'rotzen, yeah. Wait. Okay. Now he like segues into Torah, which he really doesn't want to talk about Torah yet. Torah is going to be the second half of the parak. because he's talking about the physical Eivorim. So it doesn't matter that he's talking about Torah as opposed to mitzvahs, because the physical Eivorim can just go so far. It's also physical, the physical Moach. They are all Merkava. Now, even the mouth and the mind that's learning Torah is not going to get past the Darga of Merkava. I mean, it's pretty good. The others were Merkava. The others were Merkava Lashkina. That means all that existed was the Tzivri Hashem, but it was the Tzivri. Like that little, not the total bittle of the Koach Asiya, he called it, or of the Maisa Mitzvah. V'zeh shomer azal ha'avos hainin ha'merkava shekolei v'reyam kulam ha'yu kadoshim u'muvdolim in yoni oylem hazeh lo nasu merkava rak l'rotzum ha'elyam levado kol yumeihem. We can do it when we're doing a mitzvah. When I'm giving tzedakah, my hand can be merkava l'shechina. The avos were always merkava l'shechina because all they knew, they were muvdolim in yoni oylem hazeh, and everything they did was Ratzon Elyon. So in terms of their physical bodies, it's Merkava. And for, he talks about three things, a very lumpish piece. He talks about the Maisa Mitzvah, talks about, the Maisa Mitzvah, he talks about the Asiyas Ha'odam, and then he talks about the physical part of the person that does the mitzvah. So the first two he calls mamish aguf l'neshama. They are manifestations of Hashem's will. And that's why they're called the Eivorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Third thing, the physical, he rather calls it, quote, only Merkava. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem will pick it up from here next week when he goes into Torah. Till now we talked about mitzvahs. Good.
So last one is the Sharm, no? It's David Bashem saying it's not like I'm making it up.
Yeah, no, I just the words, I don't know how everybody uses the words.